all that work she had done really aged her. I would like to say I think she looks beautiful, just a lot older than her age. Enjoy every age that comes with life. Being less nice actually allowed us to be more kind, generous, and loving people. How do you expect other people to respect your boundaries if you are not respecting them yourself? It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. I am doing another little makeshift podcast setup. I moved around some things just so I could sit here and do it because, as you guys know, I am living abroad right now in Vienna. I have a tiny little student studio apartment. There's not much place I can film here. It's either I filmed sitting in my bed, which I did last episode, which felt more comfortable just because I was kind of healing my inner child and kind of meeting myself for coffee, the younger versions of myself. So that felt a lot more of a comfy vibe. But today I was let's switch it up, do something a little bit different, and we'll see how it turns out. But today's episode, I have been thinking about this topic for so long. We are talking about aging, ageism, and just the pressures that society puts on us, especially as women when it comes to aging, and almost as if the worst thing a woman can do, because from things I've seen on social media, things I've heard in my own personal life, it almost seems like the worst thing a woman can do in this life is age, which, it sounds dramatic when put that way, but I feel like we've seen so many scenarios, celebrities, we've probably had experiences ourselves where we felt that pressure of, oh my gosh, I have to do everything in my capacity to not age or to look younger or to prevent aging. And I think at times we've gone too far with it. If you're watching on YouTube, which you should, because we record the video version on the Loud Talk with Lavi YouTube channel, but if you're listening on your way to work or commuting or working out, still love my audio listeners. I just opened this grapefruit. It's a grapefruit sparkling water. Pretty tasty. But anyways, grab a drink, grab a snack, because we are getting into a little bit of a heavy topic. Not even heavy, just a topic that I feel pretty heated about, because as someone who just turned 23, I think this whole conversation about aging has kind of crept up on me in ways that maybe I would love to kind of make an impact for anyone listening to not feel those pressures as heavily. So Millie Bobby Brown recently was at the premiere of her new movie, The Electric State, and she has just been being absolutely torn apart online, comments reading, literally had to double check that she turned 21 the other day and not 40, or people saying that she looked way too young for this look. Basically a bunch of comments saying that she looked really old, she doesn't look her age, oh my gosh, she doesn't look 20 anymore, she looks like a 40-year-old woman, on and on and on. And staring at these comments, my jaw was on the floor, because I'm 23, I'm only a couple years older than Millie, and I don't think she looked old at all. I thought she looked like a young woman put together. Did she have a more elevated look on? Yes. Did she have a full glam makeup look on? Yes. A beautiful dress on? Yes. And obviously maybe those things can, add to that more elevated look than when she's maybe in a floral sundress and no makeup on and her hair is natural. But doesn't full glam and all of that have the same effect on everyone that way? And there were so many videos posted online analyzing how she looks. How is it possible she's only 21? And the internet was really shocked by how mature she looked compared to her age. And people were really trying to break this down and be oh, it's the blonde hair, or it's the makeup, or it's this and this and this. I was just honestly really shocked by how the whole internet took her appearance. I'm going to post a photo on the screen of how she looks here. And yes, it's a very classy look. I mean, she got the bangs. It's a bun, the outfit, it's giving woman, And this is the thing with the internet, is it gives this space for people to really pick women apart. And people almost see celebrities or public figures as someone that they can consistently target and comment anything about, regardless if it's good or bad. And there's no consequences because they're behind a computer screen or a keyboard and it doesn't matter. But if it were anyone else, you would never go up to someone in person and say that. But people are just kind of unhinged online. I'll get into even some of my experiences that I've had. But I saw comments saying she looks older than Sofia Vergara. And of course, a bunch of these hate comments really start to bubble up. So then there were a lot of comments too, kind of coming to Millie's defense. Some someone wrote, "Millie Bobby Brown looks her age and even younger. Leave her alone because her physical appearance does not concern anyone else." And I fully agree with this. Like, you know, everyone says, oh, if you're a public figure, you should be ready for the public scrutiny and ready to take hate comments. And I don't even think it's about like being a hate comment. I just think, like, why are we saying that someone looks so old or so young, or like it takes the fun out of the fashion and the hair and the glam for these shows where celebrities are like putting out these pictures. I think it takes the fun out of all. Like, just put yourselves in the shoes of this person. Imagine you spent all day long getting ready, putting on your best dress, getting your hair done, getting your makeup done, and you walk out and you have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people telling you that you look old, that you look like 20 years older than you actually are. And aging is not a bad thing. Like, I'm prefacing with that, and we are going to get into that whole topic, but it would make you feel weird, would it not? But when it's a celebrity, there's this like weird social norm that it's okay to comment these things, when you have to like really take a step back when you see an image. And like, I feel like so many people just go ahead and type exactly what they're thinking before they really think that thought through. But Millie did not let this down, which I actually loved how she responded to this scrutiny. I think she handled it in such a mature way and set such a good example for other young women and girls that look up to her. One thing, I did not know that Millie, her actual name was Millie Bonnie Brown, but her stage name is Billie Bobby Brown. I learned that just this week when like looking into this episode for the research for it. Anyways, Millie recently went on the Call Her Daddy podcast and she said, "I know that obviously people say that I look older. That's a thing I get a lot. It's like, oh my God, she looks 40. But yeah, you did meet me when I was 10. So for the three people who may be listening and don't know who Millie Bobby Brown is, she kind of came to fame with her show Stranger Things, which she started on when she was 10 years old. She was now 21. So over 10 years later. And obviously in those like 10 years, you grow a lot as a person. You literally go from a kid to an adult woman. So obviously you're going to change. I mean, look at literally any one of us from when you were 10 to now, you're going to change. But I think when we see someone on a show that we're watching over the years, especially because shows come out like years later after they're filmed, we almost expect that like when we're first introduced to a celebrity at a certain age, that's the age that we see them as, because in our mind they're a character and they don't age. And I think seeing Millie transform into this like beautiful young woman, you know, not only does she look different, she's married now, like she's doing different movies than when she was a child on Stranger Things, that's okay. But what she really got in on this podcast episode on the Call Her Daddy podcast was that, you know, she has grown up over the past 10 years, but her audience doesn't seem to be like wanting to grow with her. She did post a video recently addressing the comments, which I think was so important for her to do. And she stated that she started in the industry at 10 years old and people cannot grow up with her, and that she should still look the same as she did in season one of Stranger Things. Now, watching this video that Millie put out, my jaw dropped when she literally called out these writers by name, these journalists by name. So there were so many articles coming out that were literally like the craziest names out there, like why Gen Zers like Millie are aging badly, you know, all of these awful things about like she looks 40, like all of this type of stuff. And with titles that really allude to like, oh, Millie looks really old, she's aging badly, she's not aging well, blah, blah, blah. So what did she do? She actually called these writers out by name. She listed each writer's name and the title of their article, and she stated, "This isn't journalism, it is bullying." And I'm so happy she did this, but yet in such like a graceful way, because it kind of, you know, puts her foot down and is like, this is not okay. You can write about me. Obviously, I'm in the public eye. You can write about me, and that is journalism, and that is okay, but this is not okay. This is not journalism. This is not, you know, anything. Like, you're just using an image of me and going off the whole like rise of the negativity surrounding her to push out their work. But like, what is this work doing? And I think calling out these writers by name was really amazing, because what they could have done was do something to transform, to inspire, to encourage people. Instead, they're just kind of harping on the same hate train that was already going on and like making things worse. I mean, like, just this title of like, why Gen Zers like Millie Bobby Brown are aging so badly, I just think that it creates a terrible notion. And I'm so happy that Millie was able to just come out and like create such a well-rounded response where she wasn't telling these people like, oh, don't hate on me. It was really like, what is the message you're trying to put out there? She was really questioning them. And if I was one of these writers, I would listen to this and kind of question my own work and be like, wow, what am I doing with my work? What am I putting out there? And how is it affecting people? And obviously, from everything I've seen of Millie, she's like very smart, very well spoken, definitely knows how to carry herself, definitely knows how to take some hate as well. But seeing all of that really is what sparked me to even think about this podcast idea, because I thought, okay, like this is not something that just happens every once in a while. Constantly, whenever I see celebrities posted online videos and stuff, there is always at least one or two comments, at least, if not thousands of comments on their age or how they're aging or how they're looking. And it seems to be like always targeted around women. I feel like when we look at men and all of that, they're almost praised for aging, yet women, like it's like opposite. Men, when they age, they're like praised for it. And then women, when they age, it's like their worth goes down the drain. And just what we've been told our whole lives, like, you know, men's worth grows with age and a woman's worth doesn't. And it's time we change that. And we can only do that by having these conversations. And that is why I have this podcast, to get loud. That's why I literally called this podcast Loud Talk with Labby, to get loud about topics like this and break down those walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Next, I want to talk about Kylie Jenner, because I think we've seen a very similar thing with her. I mean, a little bit in a different way, but Kylie Jenner has been told, you know, ever since she was like 15, 16, 17, that she looks a lot older than she is when she got like her lips done. And, you know, people were always assuming she got things done to her face, filler and all of that. And she did address it like as the years went on, she entered her 20s and said like, yeah, I've gone lip filler, I've gone this and this. And I think she said that she got a boob job as well. She's been pretty like open, I would say, from what I've seen about the different procedures she's gotten done. And now at 26 years old, a big thing where people were completely tearing her down was over Paris Fashion Week. There were headlines that wrote Kylie Jenner looked very different at Paris Fashion Week, saying that the 26-year-old had puffy face and that her filler was migrating. I even saw a comment that said all that work she had done really aged her. I would like to say I think she looks beautiful, just a lot older than her age. So when I saw these photos, I actually did not think even once that she looked older in them. If anything, I just thought there was a difference in angles and lighting, because everyone was talking about her marionette lines. I look on social media and we're seeing all of these videos on like, oh, I have bad marionette lines. This is the skincare I use to get rid of my marionette lines. When did we go? And I saw my friend, she's at the Hydration CEO, Rachel, on social media. She made a video about this where she said, when did we stop calling them smile lines to now marionette lines? And like, it's the worst thing that could ever happen to your face and how to avoid them and blah, 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 blah. Like, we want to have this stoic look where we're never expressive. Like, girl, at 23, I have deeper smile lines because guess what? I'm always smiling. And thank God I'm always smiling, you know? Like, why is that such a bad thing? And to me, you know, we see a lot of these celebrities posed in very professional lighting, bright lights, like similar to how I have here. When it's directly in front of you, things are going to look a lot more even on the face. Things are not going to, you know, lines and texture and shadows aren't going to be shown as much when the light is directly in front of you. When I looked at these photos, to me, it just looked like a flash was taken to the side of her face, which, you know, then we could kind of see the divot under her eye, the divot in her smile line. And to me, that was just a change of lighting. I'm looking at this photo and I think she looks absolutely amazing. Some people speculated that it's the hair that makes her look old. And again, it's like, why are we nitpicking all of these things where it's like, oh, don't do this hairstyle because it'll make you look old. Don't wear this makeup style because it'll make you look old. Like, we put so much of our energy around that and determine, you know, someone's worth regard, like around how old they look rather than like what they're doing or, you know, how old they are. I just think that's really, really. And Kylie actually talked about this whole thing on the show, actually, their Kardashians show. I'll play the snippet right now of her conversation with Kendall.
It's like a miracle that I still have confidence and I could still like look in the mirror and think that I'm pretty.
First thing she said there, you know, it's a miracle that I still have confidence and that I can still look in the mirror and think I'm pretty. I think that is such an important thing to remember. Anytime you are on social media, take a second to remember that these are still people, you know, and although to you, like, they may not seem real because you're like, oh, they're just a celebrity, whatever. How would you feel receiving hundreds, thousands, millions of comments telling you you look old or ugly or not pretty, or you, oh my gosh, you got all this work done to still look like that? Like, I just don't see the point in doing that. Like, I really have never felt like called to leave a hate comment, honestly. Like, honestly, I do not understand that. And maybe it's because I put myself out there on social media every day, so I know how that would feel. But I think a lot of more people need to just like think of how that would make them feel, because I think like we can all agree the Kardashians are stunning, yet people tear them down every day. And that is why they probably have their insecurities of their own, because it's like they're constantly trying to fit this standard. And then it creates like this ripple effect because they're trying to fit the standard that's almost placed on them. And then everyone who's a fan of them tries to replicate that standard, and then that causes insecurity there, and then onwards and upwards. Like, it's literally a domino effect. I'll play the rest of the clip.
Because I just feel like after Paris, there was like this picture, which for the first time I was like, okay, we're not gonna wear a lot of makeup. So it's like, I'm trying to, it's like, I'm wearing too much makeup. And it's like, you're wearing too much makeup. Then I go and I don't wear a lot of makeup, and someone catches me in like a weird light. You can look at pictures since I'm 13. I just have these lines, but I've had them since I was a child.
So there she's talking about her smile lines, and I agree with that. Like, for me, I've always had more like pronounced smile lines. I've always had, like, when I smile, the lines under my eyes form ever since I was a kid. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm aging and now I have wrinkles appearing. Like, that's just how my face folds when I'm expressive. And, you know, she was standing there at the photo smiling, and as you can see, the lighting isn't like perfectly in front of her face. It's off to the side. She's smiling, and obviously that line will be formed there.
I've just like, I hear nasty things about myself after 10 years of hearing about it, 10 plus years. It just gets exhausting. I'm kind of like so numb to people talking about my looks at this point. And I just want to know why on the internet no one says anything or think that it's okay.
Well, I think that's a general thing with our family. We're dehumanized. Like, they don't think that there's any rules with us. Whereas, like, if you talked the same way you do about us, about any other woman, people would come to their defense all day long. But
That's literally what I was talking about earlier, is like, if you would go up to someone on the street and say that, it would never be okay. And it shouldn't be okay in this instance either. But like, people think that just because someone's in the public eye, it's okay to comment anything because they're not like real. And it's not. I've never understood that.
I went on a journey the last year, dissolving like half my lip filler. I hate even having this conversation over and over and over again because it feels like it's a waste of my breath. Because I think with me, it's just never going to change, but it's just been.
Oh, I feel so bad for her, honestly, in this moment.
Like, I've never cried about this before, but I guess it does affect me. It's okay. It would affect anyone. And then I'll see some comments, and it's like, or some people be like, this is really mean, and defend me. Like, why are we talking about her looks? It's 2024. And then I'll see other comments like, because she did it to herself. Her face, she has so much surgery. And I'm like, I just, even if I did get so much surgery and I have this and I got all these things, I still don't think it's okay to talk about someone's
I
looks.
agree.
People.
And that's the thing. And I think it's when it's to that magnitude, you know, you may look at someone's face and not aspire to look like them or think, oh, I would not enjoy, you know, getting like lip filler or how that looks, or I think she looked better before that. Like, as humans, we're gonna have those comparative thoughts. We just are. And I'm not saying like shut off that thought, but sometimes it's like, what is the point of adding to that and like adding more fuel to the fire and adding to it to tell someone, yeah, that looks bad, you know? It's so unsolicited and not helpful in any way. And then I think it just like creates this like loop of insecurity where then, you know, these celebrities are wanting to change things about their face because they're getting these hate comments. You know, Kylie was always told she has too thin of lips, always. And I think she talks about that here as well.
Been talking about my look since I was 12, 13, before I even got lip filler. People talk about my looks. So it's like, and it's just so hurtful. I look old. I see it under every plus
I'm
size.
not even just saying this. You've never looked younger and you've never looked better.
Thank you. I think that I'm really strong and I was put in this position for a reason. I do think of myself as a confident person. I'm like so grateful, so blessed that I can wake up and look in the mirror and like what I see and think that I'm beautiful. I'm also human, and there's only so much someone can take.
Considering we're not gonna change anyone's opinions or minds, no matter how much we talk about it, everyone's
Yeah.
gonna think I've had a full facial reconstruction and so have you. Like, nobody's gonna think differently. It's just like, I think it's become like our family's been, in the industry for a long time and it's never stopped. So I think it's like, sadly, it's something that we just have to like really grow tough skin on.
I have to. Like, I cannot let the comments get me down. I have shit to do. Rise above.
Yes, I love that response. But literally, like, I mean, I can't even imagine, I get hate comments on a daily, but n not even close. Like, it would be like a speck of dust compared to the amount of like comments that Kylie probably gets. So I seriously can't even imagine that. But I think her addressing it is really important, and hopefully that helps to make that change of like, it's not okay to always talk about. And I think, like she said, everyone's been talking about her appearance ever since she was little. I know people, I think she's mentioned this before, how people would say that she had too thin of lips when she was younger, or she looked like this or this and this. And then, she's told she has too small of lips. She goes to get her lips filled, and then everyone is upset that she got her lips filled and she's setting unrealistic standards. Then she gets her filler dissolved this past year. Everyone says she looks old. So it's like she can never win. I think this is like shows to such a great magnitude how things like this are projected onto women, and so much of the time by other women. Like, that is the part that I do not understand. Most of, although, like, in my experience, I've gotten hate from men and women about topics like this, I always find it interesting. Like, when it's a man commenting on my looks or something, I'm like, girl, I'm not even gonna respond to this, because I'm just like, they just don't get it. They are hating on me, blah, blah. But when it's a woman, that hits different, because I'm like, wow, like, I thought we were, all in this together here, and I thought we were working to like rise up and like support each other and all of that. And then when I get a hate comment from a woman, it's just like, oh, okay. Like, we listen, but we don't judge, but we do judge, So speaking of some of my experiences, I recently got a comment that made me also think about a lot of this. So this was actually commented on my Get Ready With Me video. I posted a Get Ready With Me video where I was getting ready for my 23rd birthday. And one of the top comments from a viewer of mine was, 23, I'm shocked. You look so much older, respectively. Wow. Let's unpack this comment here. So first of all, it was my Get Ready With Me birthday video. So this was commented on a video that I posted for my birthday when I was turning 23. They said, like, I'm shocked, you look so much older. Again, that's like a comment where I'm like, I don't really know how to take that, because what does 23 look like? I think 23 can look different on everyone. So it's like, what metric are we using to really be like, yes, you look older as a 23-year-old, you look younger? Like, I'm not really sure. And then respectfully, the added respectfully at the end kind of took me out, because it's like, remember when we were in junior high and someone would say like the meanest thing to you, these bullies in junior high were awful. And then they would say, well, no offense. It's literally like that. You adding respectfully at the end of this comment is like you're saying, well, no offense. You look much older than 23, but no offense. Again, I don't really know how to take it. And then the wow at the end, like, they're so shocked that I'm only 23. And you know what? A lot of my life, I've been told I look older. I remember posting on Instagram asking you guys, how old do you think I was? How old do you think I was? And a lot of you actually said like later 20s. And when I actually told you, I think at the time I was 21 or 22, a lot of you were like, oh my gosh. A lot of you were like, oh my gosh, honestly, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean this in like a you look older type way. I just look up to you. You seem like you have your life figured out. You have your career going for you, blah, blah, blah. So I just thought you were older. And I do understand that, because I did start building my full-time career while I was still a student in school. And I remember I posted once a Get Ready With Me for like my first day of the school semester. And people were like, wait, you're a university student? How old are you? I thought you were much older. So I get that. And I don't take offense to it. And even this comment, like someone telling me I look older than I am, it's okay. I can deal with that. I just want to use it to spark up this conversation, because I know a lot of us probably get this. Even if you don't post online, we feel that pressure just from society to look and present in a certain way. But at the end of the day, 23 is going to look different on everyone. 25 is going to look different on everyone. 50 is going to look different on everyone. Like, that's just the reality. And I felt this, you know, I've been talking a lot about the different pressures placed on yourself when you are in your 20s. I did a full podcast episode on just being in your 20s, you know, relationships, finding friends, finding your career, finishing school. There's so much pressure there to like figure it all out. And I think this added pressure of, oh my gosh, you're getting like older in your 20s, you're approaching 30, and the like daunting age of 30 that society has made it to be, is like that added pressure that I think we just need to like lessen up on. Because to me, I look at people in their 30s, honestly, and I think, wow, I cannot wait to get there. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because as someone who's 23 right now, I can tell you the first 3 years of my 20s have been an absolute roller coaster ride, the most up and downs ever. And it's constantly like I'm on a high and that I'm doing great. And then like something else, life just like, boom, like here's another issue for you to deal with, or boom, here's another life lesson you need to learn. Life lesson after life lesson in your 20s. I feel lost in my career. Yes, I'm like have a full-time job right now, but I haven't figured it all out. I don't feel like I'm figuring it all out. For if anything, I'm living abroad right now because I'm like, where do I want to go with my life, right? So I'm excited for my 30s. I can't wait to get to my 30s because I feel like that's when stability comes in. I feel like that's when you're like finally go through your 20s and you find friends and you like lose relationships and you gain relationships in your 30s. It all kind of comes together. And you have more stability, you have more confidence in yourself, you know yourself more as a person because you just spent 10 years in your 20s figuring yourself out. Because up until now, all the years before your 20s, you were always told what to do, you went to school, you had a plan, there was things in motion for you. And then all of a sudden you get into your 20s, you're like released into the world, and it's like now you can do whatever you want. And there's pressure to that, right? So I look forward to my 30s and I look forward to aging because I think at the end of the day, we get this one life and it's a privilege to get more of it, you know, and not lose out. Like I think there's this whole notion that, you know, you turn 50 and you're old. I don't think you're old. Like, how much more life do you have to live? And I think I see so many people who are much older than me who say, like, oh yeah, if only I was back in my 20s and could be doing this and this and this. Like, we've put these boundaries on ourselves that we can only do certain things at certain ages, and that once you're out of your 20s and 30s, your life is over. You can't have fun anymore. You can't travel. Like, you can't do this and this and this. You can't, you know, find new relationships, find new friendships, find new hobbies. Why? Like, why have we put that on ourselves? And I know I'm only 20 now, but I hope and I pray that when I am in my 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, I don't lose that spirit of loving life and wanting to try new things and, you know, continue to grow and enjoy every age that comes with my life, because like I just don't see it as another option. I went off on a little bit of a tangent there, but I want to bring it back to why I personally think that I maybe look a bit older. First off, I kind of said like, you know, the way I speak, or maybe the way I present myself in certain situations, I think more professional situations than like casual situations, I can see why maybe people think I'm a bit older. But the second thing is, I think my acne scars actually make me look, I think sometimes having acne has made me actually look younger. If you guys don't know, I've struggled with like cystic and hormonal acne most of my life from like 13 to 23. Oh my God, 10 years of acne. That's a whole topic in itself. So when I have makeup on, I think I look older because the acne isn't showing. So I can understand when I have acne, I look a bit younger because usually it's like teens and adolescent that have like more acne, I guess. But I do think my acne scars make me look older because my acne scars have created like a lot of indentation in my skin. And specifically, I have a lot of indented acne scars along my smile line. So it's kind of like accentuated my smile lines more, especially when I put makeup on, because then with makeup on, the texture kind of shows more. So I think that can add to it. And then also, I have acne scars along my forehead that kind of have formed like an acne scar line, which makes it look like I have like lines in my forehead. Just like the overall texture in the skin, I think has made my skin appear maybe older or more aged. But I'm okay with that. Like, whatever. I've, There's also people say there are like they have done studies. No, where's the fact checking? But they have done studies that say that people who struggle with acne typically, age slower because we're not only our skin is producing more oil, so that keeps the skin looking more supple and hydrated, but also we're using things like retinoids and different treatments from a younger age to help with the acne, which is also like a anti-aging product. I'm weary with the word anti-aging sometimes because I think it's great to take preventative measures like wear your sunscreen. That's so important to even skin cancer and all of that. And use your retinols, use moisturizer, right? Like help your skin out, but also embrace the journey. And I think focus on that progress, not perfection. And even with me having acne so much of my life, it's really shaped my thoughts on this topic of aging. Because even with acne, obviously I'm going to take care of my skin and trying to get rid of the acne or lessen the acne, but I'm not going to let it define me. And same with skincare, we cannot completely like shut off aging and stop it. But if I can wear sunscreen every day and that's gonna make my skin look more youthful for longer, yeah, I'm probably gonna do that because not only is it gonna help my skin out, but it's going to protect me from things like skin cancer, pigmentation, and all of that. So that's kind of my two cents on like anti-aging skincare. But a memory that I wanted to share with you guys when I really felt like, oh my gosh, I'm getting old, was back when I was in high school. I was 17 at the time, and I was in my cosmetology class, which is like hair school. I did like a hair cosmetology apprenticeship program while I was in high school. And I remember freaking out, and I mean freaking out when I looked in the mirror. It was like the back of my head. I don't remember if it was me looking in the mirror or my friend doing my hair because we would all like do each other's hair. But I think it was maybe her, and she was like, "Oh, you have a gray hair." And I was like, "What?" And then we looked, and I had like three gray hairs like growing from the same spot from the back of my head. And I freaked out because I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I'm 17. I'm not even in my 20s yet, and I'm already getting gray hairs. Like, what is happening?" And I came home freaking out. I think I like immediately pulled them out. My mom was like, "Don't pull them out." The whole like old myth of if you pull one gray out, like 10 more grow back, whatever. And over the years, like I've gotten more, like when I like go through my hair, put my hand through my hair, I definitely have like more grays. And again, aging happens differently in different people. And gray hairs is not necessarily like a direct sign of aging. There could be different things like leading to that. For me, I think a big thing that added to me graying, quote unquote, earlier, let's say, was the stress that I've had over the past like 6 years of my life with university and school in general. I have had a very like stressful, heavy course load on top of working full time as a content creator. So that's just added a lot of stress to my life. It could just be like a lack of different minerals and stuff as well. But honestly, I'm not too fazed about it anymore. Sometimes I throw on like a little hair gloss just because I want like my hair color to look a little more neutral. But if I have some grays here and there, girl, I do not really care anymore. But I will say that was not always like that. I still have days and days where sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I do care. Maybe I do think it ages me. But actually, last summer I was on at a family event, and I was just standing there. It was a summer party, so I just had like my hair down, I think. And someone behind me said, "Oh my gosh, Lavi, do you have gray hairs?" And I was 22 at the time, and I like turned around and I was like, "Yeah." I just owned it because it's like, what was I supposed to do in that situation when someone says behind you, "Oh my gosh, do you have gray hairs?" Like, okay, yeah. And then they're like, "Oh my gosh, why do you have like?" What the heck? You already have gray hairs. And I just said, yeah, I work really hard. It's the stress. Because again, what was I supposed to say to a comment like that? And you know what? It did sting a little bit. I'll give you that. It stung a little bit because it was like, ooh, now other people are noticing it. And that's when you start to get in your head about things when others notice and you feel like, oh, okay, like, this is not just something I'm seeing. Like now it's real. Now everyone else is seeing it. But honestly, it is what it is. Like hair is hair. It loses color. It comes back. I've had gray hairs where I will pull it out and the root of it will be my natural, like dark color again, And I've met people who start graying like in their earlier teens. Like I've met people who don't gray at all until they're like 30. Like it's okay. And I think, especially as women, there's this whole pressure to like dye your hair and stuff. And if you want to dye your hair, do it. Like I usually use like a hair gloss and whatever every few months. it's fine, but don't think less of yourself or that you're aging abnormally to someone else because you have gray hairs or certain signs of aging. Like, it's okay. And I kind of touched on this earlier, this idea that a man's worth in our society goes up with age and a woman's worth goes down. And I think, well, there's a lot to unpack there in terms of like social norms and, you know, going back to the date of like women basically being like sole childbearers. And I think a lot of things have changed there. And obviously, you know, women have so much worth to bring and so much more worth. And the worth, I think, fully grows with age because we, so many of us are working in our careers and building and learning about ourselves and building friendships and just living life and gaining that life experience. But I have literally, like, when I tell you, I have literally been told by men, okay, to my face, that women lose their value after 25. Imagine, like, this is what we've been growing up with. And I think it's just this toxic thing that's been like ingrained into some people's mind. And it's a very, like, it's a very messed up way of thinking. Because I know for a fact, I'm 23 right now. I hit 25, I'm going to be so much better than I am now at 23 because I'm gonna have 2 more years of learning in this life and 2 more years of working hard and 2 more years of just, you know, seeing the world and experiencing things. So I'm gonna be so much better. And that worth of mine is only gonna increase with those years because my age is not a symbol of my worth. And I'm looking directly in the camera if you guys are watching this on YouTube to tell you that straight if you've ever had doubts about your age or feel like, you know, as you grow with age, your worth as a woman like goes down. It does absolutely not. And I'm here to tell you that we're having this conversation together because we've had enough of these like beauty standards and these pressures put on us as women. If you're watching on video, it is many hours later because my camera died, but we are back. I wanted to talk about this age filter that has been going around online that's become very popular. Everyone's been using it, and a lot of people are very like in shambles over how they look with this age filter on, and especially because a lot of dermatologists and doctors out there have said that this age filter actually is a pretty accurate depiction of how you would look at an older age. So for a lot of people, it has just caused them to like go into straight shock where it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to look like that. You know, may I never age because like I don't want to look like that. And I feel like it's actually very sad to see because of how much people are freaking out over how they look older, how much they say they hate how they look old. And my question to you is, if you were trying this age filter on and you absolutely hate how you look and you are criticizing how you look at this old age, but you also criticize how you look now, young, every day you stand in the mirror and criticize yourself and wish you looked differently, wish you could change things about your appearance, yet you use this age filter and look at yourself, you know, 30, 40 years down the line and also hate how you look. When are you ever in your life going to finally love how you look? That's the perspective I take to it. So it's like, if you can't love yourself now, how are you gonna love yourself when you do look older, you know, and that youthful beauty, what they call it, fades. So if you use this filter and you're like discouraged by how you look older, which I will say it is a shock factor because we are not meant to see ourselves like that. I mean, even just thinking to how the human brain was never meant to stare at ourselves and pick ourselves apart. I saw this beautiful video that was like, we were only meant to see like partial reflections of our face in a water stream or, you know, up against like a glass window, not directly taking photos, analyzing these photos, critiquing ourselves, looking back at videos like constantly. And then not only that, we were never meant to compare ourselves to so many thousands of faces online. You know, it's one thing to compare yourself to the few faces you see day to day, but to this magnitude that social media has taken it is a completely different story. And I think about that a lot because it's like we were also never meant to see ourselves in this way of how we would look potentially when we age. So obviously it sends your brain into like this shock factor of, whoa, like I don't want to look like that. Oh my gosh, I look so old. Like obviously it's an age filter. It's going to make you look older. But I think if you are looking at that, you can take it as a reflection reflection point to be like, okay, I think if you are feeling that way, you can take it as a reflection point as, okay, well, this is the youngest I'm going to be from this moment on. So why don't I just try to love myself now a bit more? Because let me tell you, when you are old and gray, you are going to think you now is the most beautiful person. You're going to yearn after the youth you once had and think, man, I wish I just appreciated it more. Because we already see ourselves doing that. I mean, I do that with like photos from my childhood, photos from my high school self, photos from me a year ago. And I had this thought when I got some flashbacks from last year from when I was really like consistent at the gym, and my body looked really different back then to what it does now after traveling for the past 8 months, basically. And I looked back at those photos and thought, wow, while I was in that stage, I did not think I looked as good as I look back at those photos now. I did not think I was in my prime yet. I look back at those photos now and think, wow, if only I looked like that now. So we're always comparing ourselves to a past version of ourselves or striving for that next version of ourselves. We're always striving to be better, 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 but it gets in this toxic loop. And I think if we just take a moment to realize, we're the youngest we're ever going to be right now. Let's embrace that. And also, let's realize what a privilege it is to age. You know, look at your grandparents, look at your parents, and think, wow. Like, do you look at your grandma and think, oh God, she's aging like not gracefully? Or, no, I think, you know, we look at these people, man, if I age like my grandma, I will be the happiest person ever. That woman, she's in her 80s and she is a rock star. She's amazing. She is so adventurous. I love it. She still has such a like love for life and loves to travel and all this. And I always say, like, I hope I have that much energy and can do that much when I'm in my 80s, because it's so inspiring to see that. To me, is what I see aging like, the privilege of being able to have more time to live this life out to the fullest. And I think we need to kind of come back down to earth in a way with this, because we've taken it to such an extreme where we're all fighting against this natural thing that's going to happen to all of us. So just reflect on that for a bit here. The next thing I want to jump into is Pamela Anderson, specifically on how Pamela Anderson in recent years has completely ditched makeup. And it's really interesting to see the feedback of what people think on this. On one hand, a lot of people think it's weird that she's not wearing makeup to these very fancy events, or that she should be. But on the other hand, people are actually receiving this no makeup movement that she has going on with a lot of like open arms. One person wrote, "It's so refreshing to see what a natural face looks like." And a response to a lot of those people that were commenting, you know, saying she looks old or she's not aging well, someone said, "People are just so desensitized to how natural women look." And I think this is so true, because with social media, we are constantly thinking a woman of a certain age is supposed to look like XYZ. Or, you know, we think that if someone has wrinkles or isn't poreless and flawless and filtered, it's wrong, because that's what we have been conditioned, desensitized to see on social media and think this is what a real person looks like. Whereas if we were to see someone in the world, we would never think that face to face with someone in person. But social media has constructed that. This has not really to do with aging, but recently, the actress, she plays in a White Lotus, Amy Lou Wood. She has been criticized lately for how her teeth look. People online are bullying her and telling her to like fix her teeth. And I think it's because her teeth aren't the standard Hollywood veneer, that people see that in an actress on a TV screen and think that's not okay. But if you saw her in real life, you would think nothing of it, because everyone has different teeth in real life. But we're so conditioned to seeing copy paste blueprints of a beauty standard online or on social media or in the media and TV and movies. That was a very interesting thing that I saw this week, where people were hating on her when it's like she just has her own unique smile. Yet we're so conditioned to think, no, this is what Hollywood teeth are supposed to look like. So, anyways, back to Pamela Anderson. It was actually during a Paris fashion show that she decided to go completely makeup free. She talked about how the outfit just felt like it was the center of the whole look. And ever since, she has just stopped wearing makeup. And I think it's so interesting to see her speak on it. It's very empowering. And hey, as a makeup lover, I'm not saying I'm going to be out here not wearing makeup anymore, because I love makeup. It's so creative for me, the release of like stress and like oxytocin while I'm sitting down doing my makeup is crazy. It gives me so much peace and joy to get creative in that space. But I will say, I don't rely on makeup in the way that I used to, where I felt like, okay, I have to wear it to go out. I have to wear it to present. Well, I have to wear it to look professional or attain this certain look. There have been nights now where I will go out makeup free, or I won't cover my skin. I will put on a bold eyeshadow, a bold lip, and not cover my acne scars and be that, and not feel the pressure to cover up my skin or cover up my flaws, or instead use makeup in a way that makes me feel good. And I think this is her version of that. And if Pamela wants to go no makeup, I think this is so empowering to women, especially because she was always known for being such like a beauty queen. She had these amazing makeup looks that I think so many people took inspiration from. So to see her kind of go 180 from that to completely cut out makeup out of her life is really interesting. But I think she's setting such a great example for women and girls to look at her and not think of aging as a scary thing, or not think of leaving the house without a full face of makeup on as this scary, daunting thing, and really embracing her natural beauty. I think it's absolutely amazing. I think she looks stunning, and it is refreshing to see. I will say, like, I think someone's got to do it because someone has to start, make a change, and I love that she's been doing that. She also shared that actually, since her previous makeup artist, Alexis Vogel, died from breast cancer, she felt that it was better for her in a way to not wear makeup, but since has felt more free and rebellious. She said, "It's just like me to go against the grain and do the opposite of what everyone's doing," speaking to how everyone was doing these bold, big makeup looks. So at this Paris Fashion Week, where it all started, she said, "I'm makeup free at home, so why not for Paris Fashion Week?" I actually love that because sometimes we feel that we have to put on a version of ourselves for different groups of people or in different occasions, when it's really about feeling comfortable. And there has not been one look that I have seen from her on these carpets where she does not look absolutely put together, classy, and glam, yet she's doing it in her own way. She always has these beautiful hairstyles, these beautiful outfits, yet the makeup is nowhere to be seen. And I think that's the cool part about it, because she really embraces that, yes, you can still have that elevated, put together look and be makeup free, which we don't get to see a lot from women. You know, I think even in workplaces, I did a full episode on professionalism and the need to cover your skin or cover your acne in the workplace. I think that there's this notion around you need to wear makeup in a professional or fancy setting, when the goal is always just to look put together, but the way you do that can be completely different. I've done looks, makeup looks, where I don't cover my acne, and I think I still can look very put together. I can put on a great outfit, look very presentable, but hey, I have acne, or hey, I'm showing my real skin that day. And I think that's absolutely beautiful. And I commend Pamela for doing this, because I think it's absolutely so inspiring. Okay, so before we end off this podcast, I do want to get into our new segment, which is called Loud Thoughts with Lavi. This is going to be a segment where you guys submit different questions or situations that you would like my thoughts on, or for us to just have some loud brainstorming thoughts together. I'm still working on the name. I think Loud Thoughts will be it for now, but I'm trying this out, so this is brand new. So for today, these will all be anonymous. I'll have a form down below in the description where you guys can submit anything you'd want for me to address in future episodes. Again, these will be anonymous, but for today, we have a viewer asked how to stop being a people pleaser to people who do not respect you slash your boundaries, and how to get some confidence around them. This is an amazing question, and you're preaching to the choir, the most people pleaser of them all. I think that this year is really the year that I was able to kind of address my people pleasing, because I realize this is not helping anyone, and especially it's not helping myself, but it's also not really creating an environment that's suitable. Because once people realize that you aren't sticking up for your own boundaries, they'll just continue to walk all over them. And once you do start putting up your own boundaries, that's when people will be like, whoa, wait, what? Like, you're changing, because I thought this was all okay. So it's really, really great to, one, be self-aware that you're doing this. So I think that first of all, is really great. That is step number one, is realizing you're being a people pleaser and that you don't have the right boundaries. Step two is getting to the root of, like, why am I a people pleaser? Why am I trying to, satisfy someone else in this moment or get someone's approval here? And it's usually what I found is we're trying to seek approval from people that we wouldn't want to be. We wouldn't want to be them, but yet we're trying to seek their approval. I think this all is very interesting, the mindset behind it. I actually started reading this book. I have it right here. I'm in my reading era, guys. This is very, very new, but it's called Not Nice. It's Stop People Pleasing, Staying Silent and Feeling Guilty, and Start Speaking Up, Saying No, Asking Boldly, and Being Unapologetically Yourself. And I'll just read you like the very front of it because this is what really like got me into this book. It says, there was a problem with nice. That it was different from kindness, compassion, and love. It wasn't necessarily the same thing as being a good person. In fact, I started to question if being less nice actually allowed us to be more kind, generous, and loving people. At its core, being nice is being liked by others and making everything smooth. No waves, no friction. It's based on the inaccurate theory. If I please others, give them everything they want, keep a low profile, and don't ruffle feathers or create any discomfort, then others will like me, love me, and shower me with approval and anything else I want. So, this is a great book. I highly recommend it. I'm getting through it right now. I haven't finished it yet, but so far, this thing's calling me out. Guys, it's calling me out on my people pleasing. So, that's the biggest thing. And then, in terms of, setting boundaries with people who you feel like you don't respect them, ask yourself this. How are you going to get other people around you to respect your boundaries if you are not even respecting your own boundaries? I'll say that again. How do you expect other people to respect your boundaries if you are not respecting them yourself? Because what are you doing when you let these people cross your boundaries? You are letting them cross your boundaries. You are showing to them through your actions that it is okay to cross these boundaries because you allowed it. Am I saying that these people are right in crossing these boundaries? Absolutely not. That is a whole separate issue, and that's on them as well, on like why are you crossing boundaries that people are stating. But it's also on you to keep those boundaries in place. And that is a very hard lesson that I had to learn. And I'm still working through, but that is like my thoughts around that. In terms of confidence, I think there's so many people that can bring us down and intimidate us, and you feel that energy. And I would say surround yourself with people, find people that bring that confidence in you. There's always that saying that you are the makeup of the five people closest to you. I think that's such an important thing to remember. If there's people that drain that confidence out of you, find people that can lift you up, and then you'll slowly be able to build that in yourself. And think about like what validation are you looking for from this person? And if you would want to be them, you look up to them, you would want to switch lives with them, because I think oftentimes we seek validation from people that we'd actually not want to switch lives with, which is interesting. But hopefully that was a helpful, loud thought there. Anyways, that brings this episode to a close, guys. I really enjoyed this. I think this was a really insightful episode. I had a lot to talk about. This is probably one of the longest guest episodes we've done thus far, but I hope you enjoyed. Let me know what you thought of the new loud thoughts segment. And if you want to submit anything for the next episode, let me know. I will have the form down below in the description for you guys. Make sure to check out the Loud Talk with Lavi YouTube channel for the video version. And audio on Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms. We post new episodes every Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. But yeah, thank you for getting loud with me in this episode. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today, and let's continue working together to break down those walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. I love you guys, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.